The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
The first ticket to the sub-state championship has been punched here in Highland. And it belongs to the Burlingame Bearcats. They defeated Donovan West 55-32. Now we're going to punch the second one, as it is Centralia taking on Troy. Second meeting this year. First one back on January the 30th was won by the Panthers 47-41. It was a game that was kind of a tale of two halves. Troy had a 7-point lead in the third quarter, but the Panthers would close out that quarter with a 10-5 run and outscore the Trojans 15-7. In the fourth quarter as well. It resulted in that win for the Panthers. Harper Wettstein, she had 23 points with 4 three-point makes, and that was matched by Owen Dieters. Also 10 points apiece for Allie Franken of Troy and Tava Gibbs of Centralia. This meeting here tonight is just the second meeting between these two teams in the sub-state tournament since 2016. And Centralia defeated Troy 55-22 in the sub-state semifinals that year. Centralia has actually not lost to Troy since at least 2006. And they have won all 7 games since that year. So it's been a long time since the Trojans have upended Centralia. And what a time it would be for the Trojans if they could do that here tonight. But they'll have to get past the TBL champion. With a 10-1 league record, Troy themselves, they finished 7th in league play at 5-6. And Centralia, during the season, they had a 17-game winning streak. But that was snapped by Clifton Clyde back on February the 16th. The 2 of their last 3 games have been decided by 25 or more points. And that was after a stretch when 10 of their final 13 games were decided by 10 points or fewer. So they had that long stretch of a bunch of close games, game after game after game. But then 2 of the last 3, as mentioned, have been by 25 or more. So kind of talking about these two teams, they both have a superstar player for Centralia. It's Owen Dieters. She is the 11th highest active scorer in the entire state of Kansas among all classifications and is currently ranked 3rd in 181 with 1,210 career points. And a fun little tidbit here, she needs just a 3-point make to get inside the top 400 all-time in Kansas history. She's also the 4th leading scorer in Centralia history, and that is saying a lot with all the rich tradition and history for the Panthers. And she needs 49 points to get into the top 3 all-time. As for Troy, they're led by Harper Wettstein. She has the 5th most career points among all sophomores in the state of Kansas, regardless of classification. She has been phenomenal. She's getting close to the 700-point career mark. She's probably going to hit 1,000 next year as a junior and have plenty of room to possibly get to 2,000 or senior, possibly. So as for Troy, they come in tonight after a win against Onega, 60-33 in the sub-state quarterfinals to give them their 3rd win in a row, and they won 4 of their last 5, so the Trojans are kind of trending upward as well. That includes a win against Donovan West on February the 20th in overtime. That was a big-time win for the Trojans. That got them close to possibly passing them up in the standings, but ultimately they finished the game back of Donovan West. Well, this year for Troy has been a historic season. It's their first winning season since 2014-2015, so almost a decade since Troy has had a winning basketball team. And here they have a chance to make their first sub-state championship appearance since that season as well. And this has kind of been on the upturn. They've been trending in the right direction prior to this year, though, because this is the 3rd consecutive year making a semifinal round, and they had 0 semifinal appearances in the previous 5 seasons. As for Centralia, they've been dominant in their own right at sub-state. They are 7-2 in the last 4 years at sub-state. One of those losses coming to Donovan West last year in the championship game. That put the Mustangs into the state championship, the state tournament, and left Centralia on the outside looking in. Well, the last time that the Panthers had a bye in the first round like they do this year, they made state. That was 3 years ago, actually 2 years ago, in the 2021-2022 season. And a state tournament berth this year would give them their 3rd in the past 5 years. They made it in 2020. 2022, and trying to make it again here another even year in 2024. So as mentioned, Owen Dieters, what an incredible career and also season she's having. 18.7 points, 6.4 rebounds to lead the team. Also leads the team in assists with 4.5. And how about the steals that she gets? 5.7 steals per game. And every single time I talk about Owen Dieters and the Centralia Panthers team, I have to mention the efficiency in which Owen Dieters has been shooting at this year, much better than last year, shooting 40.5% among all field goals. And she shoots 15 field goals per game. That's really impressive. And on top of that, she shoots 31.3% from beyond the arc, averaging 6.4 three-point attempts per game. And even the top, this is kind of put the cherry on top, which I think is probably more important than some of these other ones, is the fact that she is now over 70% from the free throw line. She's been kind of under that for the longest time of the season, but she's able to get to 70.7% from the charity stripe, averaging almost 7 free throws per game. That is huge for this team. Their second leading scorer is Tava Gibbs. She'll come off the bench here tonight. Hayden Kramer, their third leading scorer. She will start at 6.4 points per game. And Tava Gibbs also, failed to mention, she is also the second. Actually, no, I take that back. Gibbs actually leads the team in rebounds. Just 0.1 better than Peters. But Kramer averages 6.4 points per game. And Josie Haverkamp, the fourth leading scorer on the Panthers with 5.4 points per game. As for Troy, Harper Wettstein, 20.4 points per game, 5.5 rebounds, 3.4 assists, and 5.5 steals. So pretty similar numbers to Owen Dieters, but with a few more points and right around the same in rebounds, assists, and in steals. She shoots at a 42% clip on the season, and she shoots more, 17.6 field goal attempts per game, and she has a better three-point shooting percentage as well at 33%, and she shoots more as well, 7.7 attempts. So she is about 50% of the team's offense. Their second leading scorer is Gracie Grable, 7.3 points per game for Gracie. And Allie Franken, she's been kind of coming on as of late. She averages 6.7 points and 4.6 rebounds per contest. All right, so we're getting this thing underway. Let's take a look at our starters. First for the Trojans, number 1, a 5'8 sophomore, Harper Wettstein. Number 4, a 5'6 junior, Gracie Grable. Number 13, a 5'7 junior, Allie Franken. Number 21, a 5'9 senior, Carly Grable. Number 25, a 5'8 junior, Emerson Weber. So once again, it's Wettstein, Gracie Grable, Franken, Carly Grable, and Weber. And for Centralia, they will start like this. I can find them in the program. There they are. Number 0, a 5'7 freshman, Hayden Kramer. Number 11, a 5'7 junior, Tatum Kramer. Number 15, a 5'6 junior, Owen Dieters. Number 20, a 5'7 sophomore, Cora Thompson. Number 42, a 5'11 freshman, Jose Haverkamp. We are underway. Second semifinal of the night, and the Panthers win the tip. Panthers definitely have the size advantage. Here's a 3x3. That's off the mark. Loose on the rebound. It's a jump ball to go to the Trojans. So Troy gets a stop to start things out. It's been all about Owen Dieters, of course, but you take a look at what the freshmen have done. Hayden Kramer, Josie Haverkamp, Tava Gibbs, and also off the bench, Elena Becker as well. You'll see her on occasion. Plays some really good defense. So the four freshmen, a huge reason why Centralia has a really good chance of getting back to state. This is Gracie Grable. Pass to Wettstein. That's off the mark. It's a steal for Owen Dieters. She averages 5.7 a game. So he goes coast to coast. Jump stop. Falls over. Nice pass to Haverkamp as she was falling to the top of the key. Right side corner catch. And a correction. It's Gibbs with the start, not Haverkamp. I apologize for that. It's now a foul going up for Owen Dieters. It was Gibbs and not Haverkamp starting for the Panthers. Gibbs, a 5'10 freshman. Haverkamp, you'll probably see come off the bench almost right away as the first foul of the game goes against Carly Grable. As mentioned, Dieters solid from the free throw line. She makes this one. She is at 70.7%. Dieters gets Centralia on the board first. Second one's up and good. 2 for 2. Australia brings on Zoe Brett, trying to get Wettstein. Stops at half court. It is double-teamed there by Dieters and Gibbs. Pass up ahead to Gracie Grable. And a foul on the arm. First foul of the game against Australia. That one goes against Dieters. So she's now got to be somewhat careful. Last year struggled with foul trouble quite a bit. This year has cleaned it up in a pretty significant manner, but as mentioned, just picked up her first personal, and now a foul, an offensive foul I think it's Emerson Weber on the screen. And he's Centralia basketball. And it will be. 6:59 to go, opening quarter, 2-0 Centralia, and that will allow Troy to get into their zone press. Inbound to Dieters, to Gibbs, cross half court to Hayden Kramer. To Dieters, head fake, defended by Weber, the rolls to the near side short corner, double teamed, Dieters trying to get away from traffic, kicks it out to Hayden Kramer. Junior, bounce pass, high post catch, and a strip. Turnover for Corey Thompson, and a whistle and a double dribble against Harper West Stein. It'll be Panther basketball in the front court. Still have yet to see a field goal go through for either team. CVL champs with the ball now. Here's Hayden Kramer, near side corner, or rather the right side corner. Hayden Kramer, cross court pass, Peters, left side, drives in the wing, jump stop, kick. Hayden Kramer's going to stop for three. That's off the right side of the rim, no good. Long rebound out of bounds to Troy. Another stop for the Trojan defense. Now they're going to try to get on the board for the first time tonight. Weststein. Pass is intended for Weber. Deflected, but into her hand. Corner catch. Right side for Carly Grable. Cross-court pass to Gracie Grable. Three on the way. That's too strong. Rebound Hayden Kramer. Freshman getting away from traffic. He's across that court. And she lost it. The pick back up. Almost a turnover. To the top of the key, Dieters. Wants to drive right now. Pulls it back to the wing. Double teamed. Tim Kramer signals for her sister to clear through. She does not. She stays in the corner. Pass to Dieters. Three on the way. No good. Right side wing. And rebound secured by Carly Grable. In all the games we've broadcasted here so far in the sub-state tournament have been low scoring. Left side wing catch for Gracie Grable. Goes to the right. Jump stop. Weststein. First 3-point attempt of the game. That's a little bit short. Long rebound goes out of bounds, left side to Centralia. As mentioned, she shoots 33% from beyond the arc, averaging 7.7 attempts per game. But she shoots it a lot, and she makes it a lot. Panthers get the ball back. Still looking for a first field goal make from either team. But the Panthers lead 2-0. Peters, two free throws making the difference. Here's the corner three, right side. Caden Kramer, good. There it is. First field goal in the ball game comes with 4:55 to go in the first quarter. And it's 5-0 Panthers. Here's a three straightaway. Carly Grable trying to answer it. She does. Carly Grable from beyond the arc. It's 5-3. Now a steal by Emerson Weber. She's fouled in one by Tatum Kramer. And just like that, we are tied. And a chance to take the lead. Emerson Weber trying to finish off the three-point play. And she cannot rebound for Josie Haberkamp. So Gibbs and Haberkamp both in the ball game, going with a little bit more size for Centralia. Both those two are five double digits. Says here's a steal by Carly Grable. Weststein on the outlet. Trying to take it herself. And stop the short corner. Pass deflected. Stolen away by Tava Gibbs. Centralia gets it right back. We are deadlocked, five apiece. Peters, left to right side, three for Hayden Kramer, second attempt of the game. That one's off as well, tipped by Josie Haberkamp out of bounds to Troy. 4:01 to go, first quarter. First time we get to see Keevan Rempe this evening for Centralia, so come in for Owen Dieters. And now, Tori Kuckelman will check in for Hayden Kramer. Kuckelman is the lone senior on this roster. Left side wing catch for Allie Franken. Top of the key for Weber. Right side wing for Gracie Grable. Right side block. And a whistle and a foul against Tava Gibbs. on a shot attempt by Franken. She'll go to the line to shoot two. That is the first foul against Gibbs, 13 foul. Troy looking for their first lead right here, and the left-handed guard puts it through. Her first point of the ball game. She is a 46% free throw shooter. And that one is good as well. Two for two for the 5'7 junior. And now a steal. Franken lost it after getting the steal, and Cecilia gets it right back. A 7-0 run for Troy after Centralia scored the first 5 points of the ball game. Gives the inbounder against the press, gets it right back. Pass to Tatum Kramer in the middle, across that court, a lob, too tall. Intended for Josie Haberkamp, and it'll go to the Trojans. Another turnover forced. You know, Dieters will check back in. She'll come in for Tatum Kramer with 3:30 to go first quarter. Now Centralia will bring on the pressure. Pretty loose, though. Looks like it's more of a full court man-to-man, and it is. West side defended by Dieters. Left side wing catch, Gracie Grable. Rempe on her. To the top of the key for Carly Grable. Back to Gracie. Drives right side, I beg your pardon, that's Wetstein. Shot is good. 15-footer off the dribble. And Harper Wetstein on the board for the first time tonight. It's 9-5, 9-0 Troy and run. Rempe passed to Josie Haberkamp, deflected and picked up by Tava Gibbs. Out to Rempe, thought about the three, now drives, pulls up. And that is too strong, 11-footer offensive rebound. Dieters with the putback and in. And Dieters now with four, makes it 9-7. Wetstein hands it off, Gracie Grable. To the left wing, brings it to the middle. To the right side wing, it stopped there. Top of the key, Carly Grable to Weber. Gracie Grable. Hold on to it. Now give it to Harper Wetstein. Puts on the floor. Wetstein v. Dieters. Goes to the right side. Stops just inside the three-point line. Give up Gracie Grable. Three on the way. Too strong. Rebound Tava Gibbs. Outlet pass goes to Rempe. Across that court. Near side, right side corner. Three on the way for Tori Kuckelman. Too strong. And fought for the rebound. It's picked up by Owen Dieters. Another chance for the Panthers. 2 minutes to go. Pass deflected by Carly Grable, out of bounds. And actually, his last touch by Josie Haberkamp. It'll be a turnover to Troy. Another Centralia turnover. Failed to mention, Centralia head coached by Dustin Thompson. Troy head coached by Derek Jasper. Wetstein dribbles to a right, bounce pass, right side wing catch. Allie Franken to Gracie Grable. She'll try another three. That one is perfect. Her first points of the night, she gives Troy a 12-7 lead, a 12-2 run. 1:30 to go, first quarter. Dieters to Rempe, right side wing catch for Kuckelman to Dieters, left side. It's your pass, thrown away by Franken. Outlet to Wetstein, they don't have numbers. They're looking for a way to get five. And now she'll hold it. Now she'll try a three. Oh, halfway down, popped out of there. Rebound, Josie Haberkamp. Does White get the shooter's roll? The Dieters are bringing up for the Panthers. Coach Thompson calls up the play. Pass to the right side. Transfer pass, Duckelman to Dieters. Dieters gives up to Rempe, who thought about it. 55 seconds left, hand off to Dieters. Signaling for a screen for Haberkamp. Instead, goes away from it. Here's a three, Tori Kuckelman. Second try, that's no good. Loose, picked up by Dieters. She's been good on the offensive rebounds. Now she's fouled going up. And she'll go to the line to shoot two more. Been a struggle from three for Centralia so far. Oh, they're going to say this is on the floor, actually. They'll allow substitutions for both teams. First time tonight we see Nicole Judd for Troy, as well as Allison Grable. Inbound. Dieters gets it right back after giving it up momentarily to Hayden Kramer. Kramer drives right, bounce pass. Trying to make a move, it's for Thompson, it should travel. Thompson and Gibbs to check in for the Panthers as well, as Thompson to make the turnover with 32.6 seconds left. 12-7 Troy. Trojans had a 7-point lead in the third quarter against Australia in the first meeting back on January 30th. They have a 5-point lead at the moment on a 12-2 run. Just giving up 5 points to start the ball game. Left side, right side wing. Grable, top of the key. Dribbling with 10. Left side, 3 on the way for Nicole Judd. That's off the front end, no good. Rebound for Dieters, looking to push with 4 seconds left. He's going to spot for a long 3. Got it at the buzzer! Owen Dieters nails a 3. She made a half-court shot in that game as a buzzer beater in the first meeting. She makes a long 3 about 30 feet away. It's 12-10 going into the second quarter. Back in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
It's time to think about the future with United Bank and Trust in our individual retirement accounts, or IRA options. We understand that retirement planning can seem overwhelming. Just imagine having your dreams of a peaceful and secure retirement become a reality. So visit our website or local branch today. At United Bank and Trust, let us be your partners towards a secure future and a comfortable life after work. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KMZA.
Australia with the first possession of the second quarter. They lead 12 to, or they trail 12 to 10. Nice find for Hayden Kramer to Tata Gibbs, and she lays it up and in for her first points of the night. 7 points for Owen Dieters, and we are tied. A 5-0 run for Australia. A 3 at the buzzer by Owen Dieters to get them within 2, and they knock home a 2-pointer right out of the gate. First possession of the quarter for the Trojans now. Gracie Grable, top of the key. Pass the right side wing. Nicole Judd has it poked away by Dieters. This is the 4, and she picks up for the steal. Outlet to Gibbs. Looking to drive. Right side, stopped by a trio of Trojans. Gives up to Dieters. She's stopped by a trio of Trojans. Gives it up. Nice wraparound pass, and Haberkamp lays it up and in for her first basket of the game. It's 14-12. So a 7-0 run for Centralia after trailing 12-7. Wetstein to Judd, right side short corner. Pass to a cutting Allison Grable, and she lost it. Another turnover by Troy. Here come the Panthers. Haberkamp, left side short corner. Out to Dieters from the wing left side. King Kramer, top of the key. Lob, nice find. Court Thompson, bounce pass through the legs of Haberkamp, loose on the floor. And it'll be a jump ball to Troy. Seconds gone here in this second quarter. 14-12 Centralia. Allie Franken just checked into the ball game. Coming in for Nicole Judd. Right side wing catch for Emerson Weber. And it's off to Harper Wetstein. Right side catch for Weber. Nonchalantly passing it inside. It's broken up. Weber gets it back. High post catch. Franken kick it out. Grable tries a 3. Closed up by Hayden Kramer. It's good! Second 3 of the game for Gracie Grable. And it's 15-14. Trails way back on top. Now the inbound pass broken up. Stolen away by Wetstein. Layup is short. To the left side. Rebound Tava Gibbs. Now a foul against the Trojans. And that one goes against Emerson Weber. That is her second. 5:50 to go second quarter. A fun one. Second semifinal of the day. Winner of this one will take on Burlingame in the championship game tomorrow night at 6:30. Gibbs from the press, lobs it ahead to Hayden Kramer. Gibbs, right side wing catch, three on the way, Beaters, that's flat, no good. Rebound for Grace Grable. On the run, trying to go coast to coast. She stops, has it swatted by Kramer, but she gets it on the arm. She'll go to the line to shoot two with 5:29 to go in the second. Megan Kramer picks up her first personal foul, first team foul. Trojans hoping to add to their lead, which currently is at one. First free throw is good for Gracie Grable. Scoring off to a solid start from the free throw line, 3 for 4. Second one is too strong. Rebound, Tava Gibbs. So Grable with 7 points. Tied for the lead for all scores with Owen Dieters of Centralia, who has the ball at the moment. Backdoor cut, Gibbs. Nice job by Franken anticipating and deflects it out of bounds. Dieters will have it on the inbound, right side. Inbound in the middle of the paint. Nice find for Haverkamp. And a shot falls off the rim just barely, but she'll go to the line to shoot two. The 5'11 freshman gets hit on the arm. 5:13 to go in the second. And that foul goes against Carly Grable. That's her third. First free throw for Haverkamp is good. She got all three of her points here in this quarter. And Grable will go to the bench. Back in the game is Allison Grable. Second one's up. That one is good as well. Tatum Kramer will check in for her sister Hayden. We are tied 16-16. 5:13 to go, second quarter. Westheim met by a double team. She'll lob it up ahead to Gracie Grable. She was defended by Owen Dieters, who gives it to Westheim. Back to Grable. She's going to try her another three. That one a little bit short. Rebound Josie Haverkamp, and she's fouled going the other way. Now it goes against Allison Grable. That'll be the third team foul and her first personal. Troy goes into press. Given Centralia some issues so far, gives the inbounder, gets it to Kramer. Tatum Kramer to Owen Dieters in the middle of the floor. Pass across that court to Gibbs. Stop just inside the three-point line on the right side wing. Bob to the top of the key. Tatum Kramer dribbles to her right, our left. Dieters going to find something to do with it. Gives it to Haverkamp, right side wing. 4.5 to go second quarter. 16-16. Peters now drives and a whistle and a carry. She's been flagged for that quite a bit here in the second half of the season. Troy gets the back chance for them to take the lead here. Pass up ahead to Allison Grable, to Gracie, to Westheim. Goes to her left. Kicks it out. Three on the way. Allie Franken. That one off the heel. No good. Rebound Dieters. 4:05 to go the second quarter. Dieters, nice spin move. Gets away from a defender. Backdoor cut. Has a little bit too tall for Gibbs, but she stays with going out of bounds. Now has her ankle rolled up on one of the Troy defenders. Here comes Westheim after the turnover. Shot no good. Right side. Rebound for the Trojans. Emerson Weber. And a pass through the legs of Carly Grable. And now another turnover. This time for Troy. Sloppy basketball here halfway through the second quarter. Both teams are kind of gassed at this point. Right side wing catch for Gibbs. Wing to wing pass, Tatum Kramer. Drives right side. It's outside the lane. Pass goes through. Gibbs hands into the hands of Dieters. Her three is no good. Hits out of bounds. I like Tatum Kramer. Going to go to Troy. And Hayden Kramer will check in for Cora Thompson. Westheim, once again, will try to avoid a double team here. At three at half court, three defenders for Centralia. Trying to get past Hayden Kramer, goes to her right. Met by Tava Gibbs there as well. gets it across to the left side of Gracie Grable. Wolfstein gets it back with 3:03 to go in the second quarter. We are still tied 16-16. Step back three for Harper Wolfstein. That's short. And Dieters is fouled, securing that rebound. And Coach Jasper is livid. I think he's mad with one of his players, not the official there, but that'll be Allison Grable's second personal foul. So Allison Grable with two, Carly Grable with three, and Emerson Weber with two. Now the first time we see Mackenzie Christensen tonight for Troy. 5'8 junior. Inbound to Dieters. Bullet pass across that court to Tatum Kramer. Up to the left side. Kick. Tatum Kramer thought about the three. Now drives baseline. Kick it out to Dieters. The drive middle. Jump stop. Shut up. And no good on underhand. Scoop shot. Rebound Emerson Weber. West side pushes. Nice pass to Grable. Left side. Swatted out of there by Tatum Gibbs. 2.5 to go. In the second quarter. Dieters. She'll drive again. Nice lob. Back inside for Gibbs. Tough angle, though. She can't get the shot to go underneath the basket. Now a foul on the floor against Centralia. Now go against Josie Haberkamp. That'll be your first, team second. We have been stuck at 16-16 for quite a long time here. Wolfstein. Lobs across that court to Allie Franken. Right side corner catch to Christensen. Top of the key, three on the way. No good for Wolfstein. She's been held to just 2 points so far. None here in the second quarter. She gets it back after an offensive rebound on the left side, short corner. She'll drive. Gets bumped. Nothing called. Loses out of bounds. There's the last touch by Australia. Substitution will bring Carly Grable into the game with three fouls. Trying to do a defense for offense sort of exchange. Going to give them more offense and get them back in front. We are still stuck at 16-16. 1:55 to go, second quarter. Carly Grable, pass to Wolfstein, a whistle and a foul on the floor against Centralia. That goes against Hayden Kramer. That is her second. First Panther with a couple of fouls, and now they'll bring Christensen right back into the game. So Troy still on offense here. Inbound goes to Gracie Grable. Handoff, Wolfstein. Defended heavily by Owen Dieters. Splits the double team. Shot over Tava Gibbs. Too strong. Dips loose. Picked up by Owen Dieters. Next crossover dribble to get away from Gracie Grable. In the back break. Pass up ahead. Tatum Kramer, right side. Shot good. Right side block. Tatum Kramer on the board for the second time tonight. She has five. And Australia finally able to break that 15-16 tie. Franken to Gracie Grable, left side wing. Harper Wolfstein, top of the key, defended by Tava Gibbs. Might be a mismatch, trying to take advantage here. Step back, three on the way. Harper Wolfstein, halfway down, popping out of there. Rebound, Australia. And Kramer once again. Here comes Dieters. After a crucial stop, once again. Behind the back dribble, Dieters. Right side wing catch, Tatum Kramer. Dribbles middle, bounce pass, stolen away. Here comes Wolfstein, and pass break. Shot up, good, off the glass, and we are tied. 18-18, 55 seconds left. Mackenzie Christensen broke up that pass. Wolfstein gets credited with a steal. Bob up ahead across half court. Hayden Kramer up the left side, stops the short corner. Pull a jumper, good, from 13 feet. Nice response. And Hayden Kramer with her first basket of the night. Well done by the freshman. 38 seconds left. 20-18 Centralia. You're in quarter number two. That's by we catch for Allie Franken. Now to Weber, top of the key. Now a whistle and a foul off of the ball. It's an offensive foul against Mackenzie Christensen. So 21 seconds left. Centralia possibly a chance to hold for the final shot if they can defeat Troy's press here. Gibbs will inbound to Kramer to Gibbs. Pass back. Pass in the hands of Dieters. Across that court, Josie Haverkamp with 15. Left side wing catch, Kramer is going to drive, and the timeout called by Corey Thompson. I think he was unhappy that they were holding for the final shot. He wants the 30-second timeout with 11.3 seconds left here in the second quarter. Centralia leads Troy 20-18. Back here in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Get your garden seed this year at Soother Building Supply in Seneca. They have bulk garden seed as usual, and this year they're also stocking individual seed packages. See their great display and selection. Get your garden seed planned and growing with quality seed from Soother Building Supply. And if you need any hand tools, hoses, or other accessories, they can help you with that too. Stop in Soother Building Supply and look over their garden seed selection and get your garden growing. Soother Building Supply in Seneca.
KMZA.
11.3 seconds left in the second quarter. Centralia leads Troy 20-18. Going to hold on for the final shot and have a lead going into the locker room. Here we go, Dieters. Left side corner catch for Josie Haverkamp. Now with 5 seconds left. Dieters. She has 3 seconds. Step back three on the way. No good. Left side. And that is it. After two quarters, Centralia 20, Troy 18. Back here in a couple minutes with our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency, representing Allstate, where you're in good hands, ours.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's best apparel, footwear, and accessory store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College, transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Halftime here in Highland, as your halftime show is brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Our score at the break, it's Centralia 20 and Troy 18, with the sub-state championship appearance on the line, trying to take on Burlingame after they defeated Donovan West earlier this evening. Kind of take a look at how the first half came to fruition. And after Centralia scored the opening 5 points of the game, Troy went on a 12-2 run and took a 5-point lead. It was 12-7. However, a run from Centralia, ending with a buzzer beater by Owen Dieters going into the second quarter. They kept it going, and they were able to get that lead and hold on to it for pretty much the majority of the second quarter, with the exception of a 16-16 tie. Set up that score for a while until we got to 20-18 here at the half. So now take a look at your leading scores. First for Troy, 7 points for Gracie Grable, a pair of threes and a free throw for her. 4 points for Harper Wettstein, a bit of a slow start for her game, and Troy needing her to step up big time in the second half. Also 3 points for Carly Grable, and 2 points apiece for Allie Franken and Emerson Weber. For Centralia, Owen Dieters with 7, all of those coming in the first quarter. 5 points from Tatum Kramer, 4 from Josie Haverkamp, and 2 apiece for Tava Gibbs and Hayden Kramer. I feel like the fact that Harper Wettstein held to just 4 points is really saying a lot about how Troy has been able to get some help. It really has been a very even, spread out scoring effort from Troy here in this one, with, as mentioned, Gracie Grable leading with 7. But they really need Harper to be herself here in the second half, as she averages over 20 points a game, but again, just 4 going into the break. They need to get her going badly. As for Centralia, they want to see first quarter Owen instead of second quarter Owen in the second half. As mentioned, she got to a really good start, made that buzzer beater to get to 7 points in the second quarter, and was scoreless in the second quarter. Got 4 field goal makes in the second quarter for Centralia, all from different players. They would love for their freshmen to really step up here, which they did a little bit there in the third quarter. Hayden Kramer, Tava Gibbs, Josie Haverkamp each got a field goal each in the second quarter, but not really any one true player that was able to really come out and take this game over despite having that lead. So really kind of just waiting for these offenses to blossom in the second half is kind of what we're waiting for in this one. And again, the winner will take on Burlingame. That's tomorrow at 6:30 right back here in this gym. Excuse me. Well, as she's dealing with a sinus infection, let's step aside for a break and come back with some scores around the area here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SBS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SBS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Your project starts here at Sawalmer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Stop by Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca and purchase any carpet of any kind and upgrade to our top-of-the-line pink pad for no additional charge. Our top-of-the-line pink pad features memory foam for ultimate comfort. Enhance your space and extend the life of your carpet with the quality material and expertise that only Sawalmer Lumber provides. This opportunity is only available for a limited time, so stop by today. Transform your home where every improvement begins with Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Back here in Highland on our halftime show, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Let's take a look at some scores across our area. First, with this game here in front of us tonight, Centralia leading Troy 20-18. Elsewhere, 182, Blue Valley Randolph sub-state, Axtell defeats Pike Valley 61-27. And also in the other game, Hanover has doubled up Lynn, actually a little bit over doubling up Lynn, 25-12, the score halftime in that one. Rock Hill Substate, Frankfort defeats Washington County 61-23, and Clifton Clyde is leading Osborne 27-21 at halftime, so possibly looking for Frankfort v. Clifton Clyde in both girls and boys in that one. And also here in this one, in this tournament, Burlingame defeating Donovan West, final score 55-32. And on to Class 2A, girls, Waubunsee tournament. Valley Heights last night defeated Bennington 53-29, and they'll take on Waubunsee on Saturday at 5 o'clock. Class 2A girls, Jefferson County North Substate tournament. Riverside last night defeated Pleasant Ridge 45-28, and Morehead Academy defeated Jefferson County North 57-47. Those two will rematch Saturday at 5. Again, that's at Jefferson County North. And in the 3A Royal Valley tournaments, Jefferson West defeats Hiawatha 51-41. And as of right now, ACCHS currently losing 28-6 to Topeka Hayden. And Topeka Hayden trying to get to the boys and girls substate championship. They'll take on Sabetha on the boys' side. And speaking of the boys' side, looking at some scores for the boys, starting off with 182. Blue Valley Substate Tournament. It will be Hanover versus Axel. Those two teams both got wins yesterday. The Eagles defeating Blue Valley 59-44. Hanover winning 59-31 over Lynn. As for the Rock Hills Tournament, mentioned Frankfort, they defeated Osborne in an upset 61-55. Clifton Clyde defeated Rock Hills 62-28. Those two scoring off 5 o'clock tomorrow. In this tournament, Centralia v. Bishop Seabury. Centralia defeated Troy 58-47. Bishop Seabury won in overtime over Burlingame 57-55. Jackson Heights were losing to Sacred Heart. Didn't get a final score for that one. Hope to hear shortly. Here's your scoring updates brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. It's time to update your vehicle. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Shot no good by Jose Abercamp. Rebound put back is good by Tava Gibbs. And she gets Cecilia on the board first off the bat by Owen Dieters. So it's now 22-18. Get some of those other scores to you, 2, 3, 4A, coming up in a bit. 30 seconds into the third quarter. Panthers on the scoreboard first. Gracie Grable, left side wing, to the right side. Wettstein held it just 4 points in the first half. We're going to drive it. She's fouled on the floor. Now foul will go against Hayden Kramer. That's her third. Only Panther with multiple fouls here in this game. Excuse me. Wettstein on the inbound. Left side wing catch. Grace Grable's going to fire off a three. That one is good. That's her third make of the day. She's the first player to 10 points. And it's a one-point deficit for the Trojans. Kramer lobbed Owen Dieters. Right side wing. Jump stop. Bounce back. In Kramer. It was to her right. Shot up. And goal. Nice response by the freshman. Tough shot off the dribble, knocks it home, and it's 24-21. So quickly, it's some good offense from both teams right out of the gate. Right side wing catch, Emerson Weber. Puts in the 4-1. Catch made by Allie Franken, top of the key. Left side, Wettstein, defended by Hayden Kramer. Wettstein dribbles towards the middle of the floor. Man-to-man defense for the Panthers. He's going to drive, spins to the inside, kick it out. Frank is going to try three straight away. That one, no good off the right side of the rim. Rebound, Hayden Kramer. The freshman guard brings up the right side, jump stops, gives it to the two-time All-State guard, Owen Dieters. Jump stop, shot got hit on, in one. On a shot that was about 12 feet away, got hit hard, and I think it was kind of like in the face almost. So she has 9, and it's 26-21. That's the third foul against Emerson Weber. And now a timeout is called by Troy. And we will take it as well. 6:14 to go, third quarter, 26-21. Centralia here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmaltzley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787. 5787. KMZA.
Third quarter off to a high-scoring start. 6:14 to go, third quarter. Centralia leads Troy 26-21. Get back to some of those other games going on tonight. Valley Heights boys taking on Bennington. Class 2A Wabunsee tournament. Also in the 2A Jefferson County North tournament. Mount Academy taking on Jefferson County North. The winner will take on Horton as the Chargers defeated Valley Falls 43-35. Class 3A Royal Valley Substate Championship will be Sabetha versus Topeka Hayden. As a free throw for Dieters, no good on the end of the end one. We'll get to the rest of the scores coming up here in just a bit. Dieters with their first free throw miss of the ball game. And Wettstein lost it out of bounds, trying to beat the pressure. Isabel Haber-Camp will make her first appearance of the evening, checking in for Cora Thompson. So after the Troy turnover, chance for the Panthers to expand their lead. 2 minutes have expired here in this third. Peter spins away from Wettstein. Bounce pass, Hayden Kramer. Pass deflected, but into the hands of Hayden Kramer. Pass down low to Isabel Haber-Camp, and a jump ball is called. A quick whistle. Troy gets it either way. Like, it could have been just a steal for Troy, but they do that whistle pretty quick. Keep it a tie-up. High post catch, left elbow. Ali Franken spins off. Hand off, three. No good, right side. Harper Wettstein loses the floor. Picked up by Owen Dieter. Looking to push it. Up the middle. Coast to coast. Position off. Mid-range jumper. Tava Gibbs. No good. Tips out of bounds to Troy. A three-pointer for Gracie Grable. The 1 points for the Trojans. And that's for Centralia. They got 2 point baskets from Hayden Kramer, Owen Dieters, and Tava Gibbs. And Centralia up to a 26-21 lead, 5:10 to go, third quarter. Substate semifinal. Grable to Wettstein. Offensive foul off of the ball against Emerson Weber. That is the second time she's been flagged with an illegal screen. That's going to be her fourth foul with 5:02 to go in the third quarter. And that will be the last we see of her in the third quarter. Most likely. As Nicole Judd checks in. Peters brings it up for the Panthers. Met at half court by Harper Wettstein. Goes to her right. Wettstein tried to force her left. Could not do so successfully. Lob inside, shot for Cora Thompson, good falling away. Cora Thompson with her first basket of the night. Makes it 28-21, their largest lead of the game. Let's nine, dribbles to the wing on the left side, gets the screen, goes back towards the middle. Let's nine, falling away, shot good off the glass. Need her to get going badly, she has six. She averages almost 21 points a game, held to six here so far. Peters dribbles to the left side corner. Pass deflected by Wettstein, stolen away by Franken. Wettstein in transition. She'll pull up for 12. That's no good. Rebound Josie Haber-Camp. I'm quite sure that's the shot that they wanted on that transition opportunity. Halfway through the third, 28-23. Peters with the catch, defended by Nicole Judd. Takes it all the way to the right side block. Stop there, kicks it out. Haber-Camp back to Dieters. In the wing, cross-court pass to the left side wing. Hayden Kramer wants to drive. Shot up, no good on the runner. Rebound Cora Thompson. Another opportunity for Centralia. Step back along two on the way. Owen Dieters coming. Awkward shot. Off balance. And jump ball is called. It'll stay with Panthers. Brief. 3:34 to go here in the third. Peters the inbounder. Pass the top of the key to Tatum Kramer. Dribbles to her right to the wing. Pass fake, now gives it to Peters. Throws to the left side wing. 1-3-1 defense brought on by Troy. And now a steal. Westheim takes it away from Tatum Kramer. In transition. Right side. Steps around. He's going to Haverkamp and lays it in. First quarter tonight that Harper Westheim has multiple field goals in a quarter. She's got 8. It's 28-25. Peters, jump stop. In trouble. And timeout called by Dustin Thompson of Australia. Good call. That position was going nowhere fast. 2:57 to go, third quarter. 28-25 Australia. Let's step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
KMZA.
Australia leads Troy 28-25, 2:57 to go, third quarter. Looking at other scores around our area. From last night, Sabetha defeating Hiawatha 48-41 to get to the sub-state championship. They'll take on Topeka Hayden as they defeat Apparently Compton 68-51. And in the Bradley County 3A sub-state, Nemaha Central defeated Rossville 59-42 last night. They'll take on Beloit in that championship game 5 o'clock on Saturday. As for Atchison, they defeated El Dorado on Wednesday, 70-32. They're going to take on Parsons at home at 5 o'clock in their substate championship. Here's the inbound to Keelan Rempe for 3 out of the break. No good. And rebound by Carly Grable, who's in there with 4 fouls. No correction, she has 3. As Emerson Weber has 4. My apologies. 28-25, Australia with a 3-point lead. Troy with the basketball. Tracy Grable, top of the key. She's made 3 threes so far. Westheim, left side wing, dribbles towards the middle. Good defense by Keelan Rempe defending Westheim. She'll try 3 off the dribble. Halfway down, popping out of there. Loose, picked up by Jesse Haverkamp. The 5'11 and freshman traveled, but they didn't get the call. The Troy fans were all over it, and I saw it as well. That should be Troy basketball, but either way, it is Australia basketball. As Peters, cross court pass for Rempe, lob, caught by Cora Thompson, left side short corner. Now she puts it on the floor, and she jump ball. Possession arrow, Troy. 2 minutes even to go in the third quarter. Corey Kuckelman, David Gibbs, coming in for Isabel Haverkamp and Owen Dieters. Westheim met all the way by Keelan Rempe. He'll hand it off. Tracy Grable, on the right side corner. Brings it to the middle. Westheim. Step back jumper. Good from 16 feet away. And Westheim, that's the deficit down to 1. She has 10 now. 6 here in the third quarter. Should have said Rempe, who brings it up. His upper dribble. Lob pass. Tori Kuckelman. Bounce pass, high post catch. Josie Haverkamp. Got to Rempe. She'll lob it up high. Nice pass to Gibbs underneath the basket. In trouble. Triple team shot up. That's no good against the pressure. Thompson tipped it out of bounds. It'll go to Troy. Chance for the Trojans to get their first lead since the very beginning of the second quarter. No Dieters will check in for Cora Thompson. .118 to go. Behind the back dribble, Westheim. Cross that court, Nicole Judd. To Gracie Grable, left side corner. Judd, flashing in the paint is Grable. Catch from the block to Judd. Westheim's going to try 3 right side wing. That's short. Rebound, Owen Dieters. Going to keep it herself left side. Cut off by Westheim, but resumes her drive. Stops at the block. She throws it away. 50 seconds left. In transition now, Westheim. And she is fouled on the floor. Trying to set the charge was Tori Kuckelman. She bumped into her. And 45.6 seconds left. That will be Kuckelman's first personal foul. Westheim, the inbounder. Lob it in, left side corner. Wraparound pass back to Wettstein. Shot good from the left side block, and there is the lead for the Trojans. She has scored 8 of the team's 11 points here in this quarter. It's 29-28. 3 by Rempe, left side, no good. Long rebound, Troy for Grable. Her pass up ahead, deflected into the hands of Wettstein, just to shy of half court. And she'll bring it across. So it's a drive now, bounce back. Shot for Franken, no good. Gets her a miss. Second try is good. 31-28, 10 seconds left for Dieter. Here in this third quarter. Crossover dribble. 5 seconds. Back to Dieter's with 3. Step back 3 on the way. That's too strong, and that is it. Fourth quarter, number 3. And Troy will go into the fourth quarter with a 31-28 lead. Back here in 60 seconds here on the MNC Sports Radio Network.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have 3 styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Medicine is a special calling, and we would like to acknowledge our incredible medical staff in honor of Doctor's Day on March 30th. We would like to recognize Drs. Tony Barkowski, Jared Snyder, Heather Myers, and Alexander Hermish. Nurse practitioners Lori Leaker, Erica Winkler, Alexis Stahlbaumer, Erica Blesher, and Tiffany Engelken. Physician's assistants Sherry Wessel, Marcy Evans, and Jeremy Brandt. And our CRNA, Harry Stewart, for their hard work and dedication and loyalty to our patients. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
KMZA.
Troy with a 31-28 lead, a terrific third quarter for Harper Wettstein. She now has 12. She scored 8 in the quarter, also 10 for Gracie Grable as well. For Centralia, they are led by Owen Dieters, who has 9. She had just 2 points in that third quarter, and she was scoreless in the second quarter. They need somebody to step up here in this fourth quarter if they want to get over the hump and come back here in this one. First lead for Troy since early in the second quarter. High post catch Tatum Kramer. Centralia has the first possession. Ball deflected into the hands of Dieters. Drives from the baseline. Shot good and one! Exactly what Centralia needed. And they are fired up. Chance for the Panthers to tie it up. Right out of the gate. Centralia got to a very quick start in the second quarter. On the first meeting, it was Centralia that outscored Troy 15-7, and they would love that here, as the free throw is good, but she now has 12. Carly Grable will exit, and Allison Grable will check in. So 31-31. Just 15 seconds into the fourth quarter. Wettstein gets past Dieters, drives, lob inside. Franken is foul going up. That's going to go against Josie Haberkamp. And it will. That'll be your second. So 2 free throws for Franken, who made a couple free throws in the first half. First one is short. Seconds into this fourth quarter. Allie Franken trying to snap this 31-31 tie. Second one's up. That one is short as well, just barely grazing the rim. Owen Dieters has the rebound. Dieters lobs it up. Too tall, though, for Tatum Kramer. Turnover back to the Trojans. Hope you're ready for a fun finish here in Highland. Centralia brings the pressure in the backcourt. Gracie Grable gets around it. Now needing some help. And that pass deflected. And out of bounds, they'll stay with the Trojans. They'll inbound it in the backcourt. On the right side, inbounder is Allie Franken. Gets it in. Sending Harper Wettstein is Tatum Kramer. Left side wing catch Nicole Judd. assisted heavily by Hayden Kramer. Top of the key catch, Ellie Franken. Right side wing catch, Westside. Drive baseline. Nice move. Shot swatted out of there. Haverkamp. Putback is no good by Allison Grable. And in the hands of Tatum Kramer. Missed opportunity in the putback. It was wide open. 1 minute gone here in this fourth quarter. Bounce pass inside. Haverkamp. No foul as she goes crashing to the floor. The shot is no good. And out of bounds off of Grayson Grable on the left side in the corner. That was a lot of contact not to call a foul there. Real State Centralia basketball, left side near half court. There's the inbound to Dieters. Still tied 31-31. Dieters, high post catch before Thompson. Right side corner, Tatum Kramer. Corner to the left side wing. Three on the way, Owen Dieters. Too strong, rebound Tatum Kramer. Another opportunity for the Panthers. Rebounding very well. Dieters drives baseline. Bounce pass out to Tatum Kramer. Right side wing to left side wing pass for Hayden Kramer. She'll lob it up for Josie Haverkamp to flush it out of bounds. He'll stay with Centralia. Dieters on the inbound will just get it in. The right side wing to Creighton Kramer. Back to Dieters. Drives middle from the right baseline. Shot no good. On the run. Loose out of bounds to Troy. The Trojans get the ball back. 6:17 to go, 31-31. Troy looking for their first points of this fourth quarter. Meanwhile, Trojan got an and one from Owen Dieters just 13 seconds into this fourth quarter. Tied up. Westine going right. Weber. Corner three, Allie Frank in short. Offensive rebound, Weber. Puts on the floor, and it's ripped away. Jump ball. For Thompson, excellent job by her to reach her hands in. Possession arrow favors the Trojans. Now Carly Grable will check in. And timeout's going to be called by Coach Jasper. We'll take it as well. Back here in 30 seconds, 31-31. 5:56 left to go, fourth quarter, here on the MNC Sports Radio Network.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
5:56 to go, fourth quarter, 31-31. Centralia versus Troy, sub-state semifinal here down at the West. Winner to take on Burlingame, 6:30 tomorrow night. Now a foul on the inbound against Troy, an offensive foul. That's against Carly Grable, and that's her fourth. No, that's her fifth. So she is done with 5:56 left to go. Centralia gets the ball after the offensive foul turnover. Kramer. Get up to Tatum Kramer across that court to Owen Dieters. Goes to drive. Jump stop. Kick. Aiden Kramer. Pull up jumper off of one dribble. That is no good on the mid-range jumper. Offensive rebound. Dieters puts it up. Can't get the shot to go, but she's fouled. Off the left side. Gets hit on the arm and will go to the free throw line to shoot two more. 70.7% free throw shooter on the season. Making sure that the possession arrow is correct. Is what the official is doing. He's now pointing in Troy's direction. So Dieters now will get to shoot two after that foul committed by Allie Franken. That's her first. First free throw is no good. Dieters now 3-for-5 from the free throw line. She has the only points in the entire fourth quarter for either team. And one in the first possession for the Panthers. Second one's up. That one is good. So he finally breaks that tie in Centralia. 4-0 run to start this fourth quarter, if you want to call it a run. 32-31 Panthers. 5.5 to go. Weber, right side wing catch. Top of the key. Left side wing, Harper Wettstein. Screen go to the middle. Defended by Hayden Kramer, the freshman. Screen by Franken goes left. Stops. That shot blocked by Corey Thompson. Loose in the air. And a foul against Australia's Hayden Kramer. And that's going to be her fourth. 5:10 to go. 32-31 Australia. And the Panthers will leave her in. I think he wanted a sub, but it was too late. Tracy Grable lost it. Turnover, Owen Dieters with the steal. Up the left side. To the corner. Drives baseline. Stops the short corner. Hands it off. Hayden Kramer. She had it poked away, but gets it back. Left side corner near half court. Gives it to Owen Dieters from the left wing. Drives right. Stops just inside the free throw line. Hands it off. And that's taken away by Troy. Another pass up ahead. It's to nobody. It's loose. Free ball picked up by Emerson Weber. Hands it off to Wettstein. Wraparound pass hits the net, but into the hands of Allie Franken. She has it ripped away by Corey Thompson. Excellent defensive play for Centralia. 4.5 to go. Peters, left side wing, slows it up. Cross court pass, right side. Back to Dieter. It was right. Jump stop. Lobs it up. Nice pass for Josie Hammer. Camper lays it up and in. Off the right side. She has 6. Timeout called. By Dusty Thompson, 34-31. 6 unanswered points to start this fourth quarter. Back here in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
34-31, Centralia trying to hold on. They are off to a really solid start here in the fourth quarter, a 6-0 run, thanks to 4 points from Owen Dieter. She has 13 points on the game. Josie Haberkamp also getting a layup on that previous possession. So for Troy, they'll inbound it. They'll have to go the full length of the court. They got Wettstein, Weber, Allison Grable, Gracie Grable, and Allie Franken in. As for Centralia, they have Gibbs, Dieters, Tatum Kramer, Josie Haberkamp, and Thompson. Now back underway. Left side wing catch, Weber. Now halfway through this fourth quarter. Weber hands it off to Owen Dieters, a steal. Come back the other way. Behind the back dribble, gets away from Wettstein. That's crossover dribble as well. Lob it inside. Nice find. Right side. Shut up. No good, but a foul. Hayden Kramer will go to the line. Actually, no. They're going to say that was on the floor. So she will not go to the free throw line, but that will be a foul against Allie Franken, her second, and team's fourth. So after this, they will go to the free throw line the rest of the way in the bonus. Inbound right side corner. Hayden Kramer. Bounce pass to Dieters. From the corner. Pass to Kramer. Top of the key. Hands it off to Dieters. Top of the key. It goes to her left, inside the three-point line, shot no good from mid-range. Rebound, Troy, and Dieters just ripped away from her, but they're going to call a foul. Oh, man, I don't know about that call, as Weberson kind of was being a little bit weak with the basketball. She put it right in a spot that Dieters was anticipating it being, and it will be the second personal foul for Owen Dieters, her first since the opening 30 seconds of the first quarter. 3:30 to go in the ballgame, 34-31 Australia. Troy still looking for their first basket of the fourth quarter. And off Gracie Grable. Gets away from Dieters momentarily. Bounce pass. Top of the key. Now left side pass for Emerson Weber. Gracie Grable. Left side corner. Weber gets it back with 3:10 to go. In trouble. Pass is through some hands. And reaching call against the Panthers. And that one was against Kayla Gibbs. That's her second. So both teams, the rest of the way, will be in the double bonus. And now it would be just a bonus. There's no one and one. Entry pass, Weststein. Gives up, long two. That's off the left side, no good for Allie Franken. Rebound, Owen Dieters. 3 minutes to go. That's behind the back dribble. Effortless from Owen Dieters. Drives left side, all the way past the defender. Whistle and a foul on the floor. And Dieters will go to the line to shoot two. No, they're going to say it's an offensive foul. Wow, I guess it was a screen to get Dieters free. So an offensive foul against the Panthers. And that one will go against Gibbs. So that's her third. And timeout called by Coach Jasper. 60-second break. We'll take all 60 seconds here. Back in a minute here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's time to think about the future with United Bank and Trust in our individual retirement accounts, or IRA options. We understand that retirement planning can seem overwhelming. Just imagine having your dreams of a peaceful and secure retirement become a reality. So visit our website or local branch today. At United Bank and Trust, let us be your partners towards a secure future and a comfortable life after work. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Get your garden seed this year at Soother Building Supply in Seneca. They have bulk garden seed as usual, and this year they're also stocking individual seed packages. See their great display and selection. Get your garden seed planned and growing with quality seed from Soother Building Supply. And if you need any hand tools, hoses, or other accessories, they can help you with that too. Stop in Soother Building Supply and look over their garden seed selection and get your garden growing. Soother Building Supply in Seneca.
.253 left to go in the ball game. It's Australia 34, Troy 31. Trojans have not scored yet here in this fourth quarter. Over 5 minutes in, they're back underway with the Trojans getting possession. Here's Harper Weststein. Had 8 points in the third quarter, none here in the fourth, of course. Now she'll drive in the lane. Shot is good. Contact, no foul, but there are the first points of the quarter. Now it's Centralia's turn. Can they match it? Peters goes left to the wing. Stops there. Lob up for Gibbs. Layup good. Nice find. Owen Dieters to the opposite side. And Gibbs now with six. Her first points of the fourth quarter. 36-33. 2:10 to go. Buckle up, folks. Should be a good one here. Trip to the sub-state championship on the line. Weststein. Defended by Dieters. Shot swatted away by Dieters into the hands of Gibbs. Here come the Panthers. Dieters kicks. Left side corner. Kramer. Top of the key. Thompson. Lobs it up. That's deflected by Franken into the hands of Allison Grable, the steal. Pass up ahead. Weststein looking to run. Up the right side. Retreats to the corner. Now Gracie Grable open for three to tie it. Got it! 1:35 to go. Gracie Grable nails the triple. She has 13. Now 90 seconds left. Peters goes right. To the short corner, out to the corner. She's going to try three off the dribble. That is good! Oh, my! 16 for Owen Dieters. 39-36 Panthers. 1:10 to go. Timeout called by Troy. We'll take a break as well. Back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle. Your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
KMZA.
Big time three-pointer for Owen Dieters with 1:10 to go. 39-36 Panthers over Troy. Owen Dieters with 16 points to lead out scorers. That was a response after Gracie Grable made a three of her own. with 1:10 to go. And the Trojans down by 3. They have the ball in the inbound. We're back underway. Tracy Grable, left side corner, catch. Emerson Weber. Weber, top of the key catch for Allie Franken. Now Grable gets it back. Tracy Grable, right side wing. Top of the key catch, Harper Wettstein. 1 minute to go. Wettstein dribbles right, stops. 3 off the dribble. Short. Picked up in the air, loose. Picked up Emerson Weber. Kicks it out to Wettstein. Looks to drive, stops. Kicks it out. Wettstein. Actually, that was Gracie Grable who had it momentarily. Now Wettstein with it. 40 seconds to go. Wettstein versus Dieters. Left side wing. Still dribbling it is Wettstein. Steps up 3 on the way. That's no good as well. Rebound by Hayden Kramer, the freshman for Centralia. 25 seconds to go. They need to start fouling now. And now she will be fouled with 21 seconds left to go. Hayden Kramer, a 62.9% free throw shooter. That first shot was a lot better for Wettstein than the second one was. And by the way, that foul for Emerson Weber is her fifth, so she is done for her day. Two free throws coming up for Hayden Kramer. 4 points for her ball game. Two free throw makes would put her right at her season average of 6.4. First one up, that is no good. David Gibbs will check in. So Nicole Judd. And timeout will be called by Dusty Thompson. 39-36. Our score. Go and keep it here. Reminder that coming up is our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. And then after this one concludes, be sure to stay tuned for our Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Jake and Bob. A couple final scores for you. Tabika Hayden ends up defeating AZCHS 57-10. Final score now on this take on Jefferson West in the 3A Royal Valley Girls Substate Championship. Also,
Jeff.
Jefferson County North defeats Memorial Mount Academy 51-37, 2A boys. So Jefferson County North defeating Memorial Mount Academy after the Ravens won the league. So kind of an upset there in that one. Second free throw coming up for Hayden Kramer. On the way after missing the first one is good. 4-point lead for Centralia. 40-36, 20 seconds to go. Troy needs to get something here in a hurry. Now passes. Thrown too tall as a turnover. Harper Wettstein. Too tall for Nicole Judd. And 14.8 seconds left. Centralia in a good position here. Troy will press. Inbound to Dieters, and she's fouled. Dieters is 4-for-6 from the free throw line this evening. 14.1 seconds left. First one up and good from the All-State Junior. 17 points for Rowan Dieters. Second one's up. That one is good. Ice and Ravine. 12 seconds left. 42-36. Judd fires away a 3 with 10 seconds left. That's no good. Rebound Hayden Kramer. And they're not going to foul. 5 seconds left, and that is going to be it. Centralia on to the sub-state championship. They knock out Troy. Final score, 42-36. A step aside for a couple minutes of our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's Best Apparel,
footwear, and accessory store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Final score here from Highland. Centralia defeats Troy 42-36. Now time for a post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate online at beoutdoors.com. Point totals, first for Troy, 14 points for Harper Wettstein, 8 in the third quarter. Only 6 in the remaining three quarters. Gracie Grable hit a big-time 3 in the fourth quarter that tied the game up at 36. She finished with 13 points. 4 points for Allie Franken. 3 for Carly Grable. She fell out of the game with 5:56 left to go in the fourth quarter. And 2 points for Emerson Weber. For Centralia, leading the way with 18 points. 12, Owen Dieters. What a tremendous game she had. She was 5-for-8 from the free throw line. Taking some big-time shots, including the game-winning shot with 1:10 to go. She is our player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. So again, 18 points for Owen Dieters to make her player of the game. Also 6 points apiece for Tava Gibbs and Josie Haberkamp, 5 for Tatum Kramer, 4 for Hayden Kramer, and 2 for Cora Thompson. So the sub-state championship is set. It will be Centralia versus Burlingame. That will be here tomorrow at 6:30. Should be a fun one. The 1 versus the 2 after Burlingame defeated Donovan West 55-32. Well, that's going to do it here in our post-game show brought to you by Beodoro's Real Estate. Now time to send it on to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. This has been Jared Sluppy alongside Kurt Kilman here from Highland here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.